Hey, you're listening to Thunderbird Eye on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. Welcome back to Thunderbird Eye. Hey, everybody. My name is Nanaki Sangha. I'm going to be the new host slash collective lead for the sports collective here at CITR. Basically meaning I get to kind of run this show, run the Thunderbird Eye. And I'll be on air every other Wednesday at 8 p.m. So please tune in to catch up on all the latest results from our UBC Thunderbird sports teams, other sports teams within the Lower Mainland, and hopefully on occasion around the world, international sports, coming soon. I'll also be letting you know about our home schedules so you can go and check out a game for yourself from our Thunderbird sports teams. I'm super excited to get to be able to do this. I just joined the CITR this year, so I'm very new to everything radio and production and recording, so please bear with me for this first episode, but I'm gonna try my best and we'll see what goes. So let me tell you a little bit more about myself, since you're gonna be hopefully hearing me talk every other week. I'm in my fourth year in kinesiology at UBC. So I'm basically constantly around sport and exercise talk, maybe a little too much at times. I've played tons of sports growing up, mainly soccer, basketball, track and field. Most competitively would be track and field. And I even signed onto the varsity team at UBC for a couple years, which was a really interesting experience. I do still train and compete in track and field, and I love to watch a lot of sports, usually with my brother and my dad. Shout out to my dad, he better be listening. And I just really wanted to get involved and talk about sports on radio, maybe help inform or share my knowledge with anyone listening. I'm just really excited. So over the course of hopefully me doing this show, I hope to maybe hold some interviews with athletes at UBC, do some segments on TV shows or movies that include and relate to sports, and maybe even cover an event live. Who knows? The possibilities are literally endless. You can listen bi-weekly on Wednesdays at 8 p.m., as well as on the archives on the CITR website under Thunderbird Eye. So for tonight, I'm just going to go over some recapping of sports this year at UBC so far, everything we've missed, let you know about some games happening this weekend to maybe go check out, and some big championships are going on, so I'm going to talk a little bit about those. Sports in general a little bit in the Lower Mainland, some Canucks and BC Lions and women's soccer. And enough introduction, I guess. Let's get into it. Cool. So to start off tonight, I just want to mention quickly that at any time, you can go see results and a full schedule of all the events and games that are played by the Thunderbird sports teams on our athletics website, gothunderbirds.ca. There's lots of great articles on that website. They have recent results. They have the schedule. Let's see. What do I want to start with? Let's get into men's and women's soccer teams. This past weekend was the U Sports Championships, so both teams got to compete for the title. On the women's side, UBC did come out victorious by defending Trinity Western 1-0 in the finals. That goal that won them that game was in overtime, which is really cool. They were able to win the Gladys Bean Memorial Trophy for the 8th time, which sets the record for most times a school has ever won that trophy. This victory was scored by Caitlin Tolney, who earlier in the week was awarded the Chantal Navert Award as Player of the Year from U Sports. She tied the record for 22 points in a single season by scoring 14 goals and 8 assists. The next highest point scorer in the CanWest region was 7 points behind, so definitely a standout there. Caitlin's teammate Sarah Rollins was named U Sports Rookie of the Year, and they both earned first all-team Canadian status alongside goalkeeper Dakota Beckett. So congrats to them. On the men's side, basically the same awards went out to UBC Thunderbirds. Sebastian Zikowski was named 2023 Joe Johnson's Memorial Trophy winner as U Sports Player of the Year. He's the first UBC player to win this award since 2002. So that's really amazing. 21 years? Yeah. Wow, that is literally before I was born. That's crazy. Anyway, Brennan first was named 2023's U Sports Rookie of the Year, and it's the second straight Thunderbird to claim this trophy. In their U Sports Championship this weekend, the Thunderbirds were able to defeat Mount Royal Cougars 1-0 to claim a third place victory in Sydney, Nova Scotia. Honestly, that kind of concludes soccer. It was a great season for both men's and women's teams, but unfortunately starting this show in November kind of catches the tail end of the soccer season. Nonetheless, congratulations to both the teams for their U Sports placements and awards. Let's move on to cross country. Their U Sports Championship was also this past weekend. Let's recap their season first. It's honestly been a dominating season for the cross-country team for both men's and women's. They're able to win their Canada West divisions, making the season the third consecutive sweep at the Canada West Championships, both men and women's team winning that. The team was in London, Ontario this past weekend for U Sports Championships, with both men and women's teams taking home the banner. On the women's side, Katie Newlove won first place in the 8-kilometer race with a time of 29.06. Teammates Jennifer Erickson finished fourth, Holly McGilvery finished eighth, and Marley Beckett finished 11th, adding to the total team score of 38 to win them the trophy. On the men's side, Thunderbird athletes took home the banner as well with a 52-point total, including their 3rd, 5th, and 10th place finishes by Andrew Davies, John Perrier, and Javier Tawana. UBC's front runner, Andrew Davies, finished with a time of 24.24. And finally, Coach of the Year for both men's and women's sides went to the Thunderbird coach, Steve Wheeler. So overall, an incredibly successful championship to cap an incredibly successful season. That's going to conclude cross country season. But no worries, because I'll probably be bringing up some of the same people in like 5 months when track and field rolls around. Honestly, that's kind of cool. I feel like cross country and track and field are the only sports I can think of that kind of have the athletes like competing in two seasons in 1 year. I guess unless you're like a sprinter, thrower, or heptathlete, or decathlete, or just like exclusively track and field, in which case maybe not, but a lot of the cross country runners will do track and field as well, so that's super exciting. Anyways, let's go to football. So I think it was Saturday, UBC's football team had an insane home game against the Alberta Golden Bears. If you were there, you know what a fantastic game this was, or at least like turned out to be in the end. The final score for the game was 28-27 with a last minute touchdown in the very last play of the game, which that victory gave them the Hardy Cup. It was in the Hardy Cup final, so they won that trophy. The Thunderbirds were trailing 6 points with Alberta holding possession when T-Birds defensive lineman was able to force a fumble. After that, the T-Birds were able to start at the 15-yard line, and quarterback Garrett Rooker had a 45-yard strike to Shemar McBean, who ran another 18 yards. There was a couple incompleted passes, I believe, and plays that didn't move the ball around too much until the third down with no time remaining. Quarterback was able to throw the ball to Sam Davenport, who caught it in the end zone, tying the game. Finally, Kieran Flannery-Fleck was able to kick in that final point, giving them the win at the very end. So just, wow. Yeah, no, for sure. absolutely unbelievable. And I don't know, every single fan in that stadium was standing. Like, nobody was sitting in the seats. It was just a great game. This win means that the Thunderbirds are now hosting the St. Francis Xavier X-Men in the Mitchell Bowl next Saturday, November 18 at noon at Thunderbird Stadium. So home game, and that'll be really exciting as well. Fun fact, this will only be the third bowl game ever played in BC since the 1987 Western Bowl. So definitely a game you don't want to miss. Yeah, all that being said, the football team season isn't over yet, basically. but rowing is. Rowing season is over. That was a really good transition. Yeah, the UBC Thunderbirds men and women rowers were competing in the 2023 Canadian University Rowing Championships at Burnaby Lake this weekend. On the men's side, the T-Birds defended their title and took home the dub. They secured their seventh banner in 9 years off 3 gold and 3 silver medal performances in the 6 races. On the women's side, it all came down to the women's 8 event, which was the final event of the night. That separated the top three teams competing for the win by the end of the day. Tons of pressure, and I would not want to have had to have competed in this. Good sentence. But I'm sure the girls were locked in. Unfortunately, despite their best efforts, the UBC team was nudged out by UVic at the very end of the race. Regardless, it wasn't a bad day at all by any means for the women's team. They were able to overtake Queens in the standings with that final event and earn the second and earned the silver medal overall. Yeah. Another rowing victory went out to UBC coach Mike Pierce for being the men's team coach of the year. All right. Awesome. Yeah. So those are the teams who just had their U Sports Championships or are kind of wrapping up their seasons. Sports that are very well still in the middle of their seasons would include men and women's volleyball, men and women's hockey, swimming, and men's and women's basketball as well. The basketball season practically just started. But the bleachers have been packed at the game, so it's a really great atmosphere, and I highly recommend going to a game. I'm super excited to cover basketball. That's probably like my most knowledgeable sports slash area, all thanks to my brother and dad, who are very involved in watching the NBA, and therefore I am too. Anyways, let me just tell you about when the upcoming games are so you know where to be and when to be. So sports events coming up on campus at UBC. Friday, November 17th, you can watch the women's volleyball team, UBC versus Thompson Rivers University at 6 p.m. You can also see men's hockey play against University of Saskatchewan at 7 p.m. Then we have men's volleyball playing Thompson River University at 7:45 p.m. And those are all Friday, November 17th. The next day, Saturday, November 18th, men's hockey will be playing University of Saskatchewan at 3 p.m. Men and women's volleyball teams are going to play against Thompson River University at 5 and 6:45. Women's will be at 5, men's at 6:45 p.m. And like I mentioned earlier, the Mitchell Bowl football game at noon on Saturday, November 18th. That's this coming weekend. I'm also going to give you events for the weekend afterwards, because I'll likely recap those in the next episode, the next time you hear me. Friday, November 24th, women's hockey will be playing University of Calgary at 7 p.m., and the Canwest Swimming Championships are going to be going on in Calgary, Alberta. So that'll be really cool, and I'll get to recap those. Good luck to the teams that are competing then. The next day, Saturday, November 25th, we have men's and women's basketball playing against University of Victoria. The women will be playing at 4 p.m., men at 6 p.m., so you can camp out, watch both games. They'll both be really entertaining. And women's hockey is playing the University of Calgary at 3 p.m. Yeah, so definitely go check those out. And if you can't make the games, I guess you'll just have to tune in 2 weeks to hear about them. so that feels like a good place to take a little break. And then we'll come back and talk more about some professional sports teams in Vancouver.
Do you want to change the state of the world? But instead you keep buying material goods to satisfy whatever desire you have in that very moment? Me too. But now you can do both! Rock Shop and Community Thrift is a local vintage shop that fulfills your 1970s alt-chic fantasy while also supporting at-risk people through their compassionate and supportive work training program. All of their profits go to the PHS Community Services Society to support ongoing healthcare, harm reduction, and health promotion projects in Vancouver and Victoria. So stop by their two locations, Community Unisex on West Hastings or Community Frock Shop on Corral Street. And if you know any other local businesses that deserve recognition for their generous business practices or their contributions to the community, please DM us on Instagram at CITR and Discorder because we would love to spotlight them. Because hey, if you can't stop buying, you might as well start supporting.
Nothing goes together better than live music and a beer. Or two. Or five. Wait a minute. An estimated 886,000 Canadians aged 15 and older abused or were dependent on alcohol in 2012. 1 in 7 Canadians aged 15 years and older experience verbal, emotional, and physical abuse as a result of another person's drinking. Make sure a fun night out doesn't ruin everyone else's, or your own. If you see yourself or someone you know slightly off-key, help everyone out and step in. After all, you want to be able to remember the show tomorrow morning.
What is CITR's reputation, being that it's been around for so long?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's very active in the community because it's run by community members and UBC students, obviously. Whether you're into radio as a hobby or whether you want to get some real-world experience, it's a great place to go. It's like a very open and creative environment. Everybody that's, you know, working here seems really jazzed about what they're doing at the station. Just lots of really like good, like challenging music and spoken word content. It's a great station.
CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia, on unceded Coast Salish, Musqueam territory. Learn how to get involved at citr.ca.
You're listening to Thunderbird Eye, and we are back to more of hearing me talk. Yeah, hopefully this will kind of just be like a first episode thing. I do have some really cool segments planned where I can bring people in and hopefully chat a bit more about certain sports and events going on, and hopefully just have more of a discussion in future episodes. Also interviews with athletes I'm really excited about. But just to get my footing with everything this time around. It's everybody's lucky day because we're just going to listen to my voice for a massive chunk of time. But moving on, let's talk about the Canucks. I'm going to be super honest with this team. The most I can say on my own would just be to recite scores and let you know about stats and news going on, which I will happily do. But genuinely, my dad would absolutely love to talk about this team. He has been a diehard Canucks fan since the very beginning, and I can't help it that so many of my own Canucks opinions are just formed from hearing whatever he has to say. I can't help it, sorry. But anyways, as of now, when I am recording this episode, the Canucks are currently second place in the Pacific Division with 11 wins so far. In this division, the Vegas Golden Knights are currently leading with 12 wins, so it's not too far off, but we are still pretty early in the season. I have to say, not just for my family, but so many of my friends are super excited about the Canucks right now. They're doing, I guess, unexpectedly well so far, and that's great. Who doesn't want that? Elias Pettersson is leading the team with 25 points right now, followed by Captain Quinn Hughes and JT Miller with 23 points. Some home games that are coming up to go watch in Vancouver. November 18th, the Canucks are playing Seattle Kraken at 7 p.m. November 20th, the Canucks are versus San Jose Sharks at 7 p.m. And on November 28th, the Canucks are versus Anaheim Ducks at 7 p.m. So that'll have you covered for the next few weeks. And also, if you're a student, you should know that you can sign up for a student rush. It's a really easy way to get discounted tickets for Canucks games. You just have to register as a student, which you can do on the Canucks website, I believe. Or just searching up Canucks student rush in Google. I'm sure you'll be able to find it. And that way, if you sign up, On the day before and day of games, you can get discounted tickets that are way cheaper for the game. So highly recommend doing that. Yeah. You're welcome. The BC Lions competed in the division finals against Winnipeg Blue Bombers this weekend, but unfortunately lost that game 24-13. Overall, they ended their regular season second in the CFL West Division with 12 wins. So unfortunately, they won't be playing for the Grey Cup, sadly. But you still can watch the Grey Cup. It'll be happening this Sunday, November 19 at 3 p.m., it's the CFL Championship with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers playing the Montreal Alouettes. Yeah, really quick about the Vancouver Whitecaps. Their season ended with a playoff elimination in the first round against Los Angeles FC after finishing sixth in the Western Conference. Related to soccer, the Canadiens national women's soccer team is going to be playing at BC Place against Australia on December 5th at 7 p.m., I had to mention that because I'm super lucky. I'm going to be able to get to go to this game. Thank you to my lovely parents for taking me. And I'll be able to see Christine Sinclair play in her last game of her professional international soccer career that night. Yeah, on a personal note, that's going to be super special for me. I remember like growing up playing soccer, pretty much every girl on my team and every team wanted to have their jersey number be 12. And I vividly remember getting Christine Sinclair books and a jersey for Christmas one year. And obviously that still holds as the greatest presents I've ever received. So yeah, I've seen Christine Sinclair play live probably 3, maybe 4 times now. I wonder if she'll remember me. Yeah, for sure. Something else I wanted to mention on the topic of women's sports is that the Canadian Women and Sport Organization is having an end-of-year sale for their workshop pricing. You can start or continue your organization's gender equity journey by going to their website, womenandsports.ca, for programs, workshop signups, articles, and more. It's Women and Sport, by the way, not Women in Sport, which is a confusion on my end at the beginning of looking into this, but yeah, I think it's really informative and an important tool, just because as much as I love talking about sports and I understand that a lot of professional sports, have their popularity for the men's version and the men's, competitions until pretty much the Olympics, I feel like, and yeah, actually, that just reminds me, the Olympics are in Paris this next summer, right? Yeah, I think so. Hopefully I can cover some of the qualifications that are going to be going on in the spring. Yeah. Anyway, another topic I kind of wanted to share about is sport and exercise events you could possibly partake in at UBC specifically. The ones I'm going to be mentioning are for UBC students at UBC, but there's also so many options to get involved and participate in sport at any level and at any age. Through Vancouver recreational centers and classes. Honestly, I'm going to do a quick shameless plug for the KUS. The Kinesiology Undergrad Society is hosting a dodgeball tournament November 20th. If you go to their Instagram, kus.umbc, you can find all the details for that. Maybe you'll even find me at the event. My team actually literally won that tournament last year, which obviously was entirely my doing. Anyways, also registration for aquatics, baseball, fitness, spring break camps, get moving, and rowing programs offered by UBC Rec opens on November 21st at 1 p.m. Registration for tennis and ice programs are going to open November 22nd at 1 p.m., so just the day after. And also on November 27th, sorry, also on November 22nd is a 45-minute climate walk hosted by the Move U crew around UBC's beautiful campus. Yeah, and lastly, I'll probably forget to mention it next week, so next episode, so I'll say it now, but there's some special memberships for UBC students during exam season, so that's like December 1st to 17, still got like a while, but you can get a discounted pass to join fitness classes. There's a huge range of classes you can join and take part in, so definitely take advantage of that while you can. Yeah, I don't know, I feel like it's super important to get some fresh air outside and move your body, especially during a time when there's a lot of sitting in a chair with a laptop. And another last thing, because I keep having last things, is I want to say I have so many regrets myself for not partaking in Gladiator this year at UBC. I also really wish I had somebody else here to talk with me about this. It's just a really cool event with blow-up games and challenges, kind of like in a bouncy castle, I guess, or lots of bouncy castles. It's kind of hard to explain. But if you are not graduating and didn't take part in it in that event this year, I highly recommend doing it next year. It looks super fun. So, yeah. Whew, okay, big deep breath. Yeah, I feel like that's probably gonna be all I will say for this episode. Thank you so much for listening and bearing with me for probably 30 minutes-ish of just me talking. I'm super excited for future episodes where I can hopefully do some cooler stuff. And but yeah, I'm very excited and just very grateful to be able to do any of this. Again, I guess, my name is Nanaki. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Maybe you learned something. Maybe you're gonna go watch a sports game this weekend now. And you and all your friends are also joining Sport Collective at CITR. Did you know that? It's a super fun and safe space at the station, and we'd love to hear what you have to say. Me personally, I want to hear what you have to say. If you have a niche sport you know a lot about, or have big opinions on a team, or even just want to be around and have a discussion about sports going on at UBC or in Vancouver. Or if you hate everything I said today and have suggestions for what you would want to hear instead, what are you going to do? You're going to join Sport Collective. anyways, enough of me begging. I will speak to you again in 2 weeks' time, and thank you again for listening. This was Thunderbird Eye on CITR 101.9 FM.
Students of UBC, join us. Join the SSN, a collaboration between the C4 Choral Composition Club and the Music Production Club. With us, you can find someone with whom to collaborate, someone with whom to make music. All skill levels welcome. SSN@gmail.com. Reach out. Together, we can make music. Join us.
You're hearing now the pure sound of radio art. Radio art is so important for the future of the human race. There will be no time left without radio art. We are the ones that make radio art real. Only the receiver, the listener, makes it real.
If you receive this,
Kiss in the Moon Shield,
radio art, as radio art, of Maya, then it becomes radio art.
Sunlit priests of the jungle.
On January 17th, CITR 101.9 FM presents our annual 24 hours of radio art programming, featuring innovative approaches to music and
sleeping
sound.
In the dust of forlorn cities, dwellers of the cacti, poets of dusk, weavers of day at dawn, mystic writers.
It's 24 hours of spoken word, ambient drone field recordings and sound walks, collage, technical support calls, voicemail fills, sound art and noise.
Guarded near holy stones, jamming with the stars.
If you receive this,
speaking along their language,
as radio art,
looking for bars of summer.
Radio art. If
free
you don't
from
listen,
discipline's chains.
Listen live on CITR 101.9 or online at CITR.ca.
Climbing towers that cool their towns. Disabling all machinery.
I'm making this up.
Now that the stars belong to the people,
I've
nothing can be done.
Up
nothing but a joyful
own
celebration. Naked in the clouds. Picking up flowers of sun rays and grass blades of clusters.
Thank you. Hi, this is Dick Valentine from Electric Six. You're listening to CITR 101.9, University of British Columbia. We're popping.